Check, check. Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
Yes, sir.
And we are broadcasting live from the Conlon Center. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. And that event, the Penguins taking on Brigham Young University out of Hawaii, Josh. Looking forward to this one. Two Hawaii teams in a row.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of Hawaii this year, Stu.
Yeah,
our players, I know, excited for that, too.
Worldwide aloha and mahalo.
Yes, sir.
From your two Howley broadcasters tonight. Here
on
Howley, the West Coast.
What's a Howley, Stu? We said that last.
Howley?
Howley.
Yeah, that is a non-resident. That's a mainlander, usually.
A mainlander, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And conversely, the Kamaaina are the native-born Hawaiians, and... Josh and I straight out of Cali. And we are so happy to be with you folks. Just about 3 minutes to go until the Penguins get it going with BYU. And the mascot for BYU, Josh?
The mascot for BYU is the Seasiders.
The Seasiders, BYU, Hawaii, and with some game notes before tonight's contest, here is my partner, Josh Johnson.
Yes, sir. The Seasiders of Brigham Young, Hawaii are 4-8, 1-2 in conference. Then this is some news out of Honolulu. Their last game, the Seasiders lose in 5. The Brigham Young, Hawaii women's volleyball team suffered a tough loss at the hands of Hawaii Pacific in a Pacific West conference match. The Sea Warriors prevailed in 5 games, 16-25, 25-18, 15-25, and 25-21. And 18-16, despite being outscored by the Seasiders by 6 points during the match. Seasiders had some great players, though. Ana Vea, she had her 23 kills and a hit to lead the Seasiders. And also, they had Loslene Fasaosi led the Seasiders with 19 digs. They have a lot of great players on this team, Stu. And let me give you a little history on the Seasiders. Overall,
yes,
all time, their record is 618 wins and 170 losses. Number of years in NCAA tournament have been 5 years, and they've been there since 06. Their record in the NCAA tournament is 11-3. So this is a good team historically. They are a great team. They have won eight NAIA national titles. That was a conference that Dominican had previously played in last season, as well as their last postseason opponent was Cal State Los Angeles in 06. Their result was a 3-2 loss in the NCAA Division II first round of the national tournament. So, this is a team that's been to the Promised Land, Stu, and as well as them being in the Promised Land, is more important is the man who's taking them there. Coach Wilfred Navalta is a man with many titles. He's known as husband, father, professor, teacher, coach. He holds many titles down there in Brigham Young. And in the category, he has won his 10th national championship in 2002. His number 10 national championship he won in 2002. He has been with the Seasiders for 22 seasons, and he has compiled an amazing 509-97 record.
Wow. That must be a typo, Josh.
And it is not a typo. We have double-checked.
That's not a typo?
Not a double.
Wow.
We have double-checked, I'm telling you. In 1994, he was inducted into the NAIA Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm
telling you, quite an honor for a man who is still active as a coach and at the pinnacle of his profession. His team is 4-8, 1-2. But they are looking to turn around against our DU Penguins.
Wow, hopefully, we got to get that guy's autograph.
We have to. I don't know of anyone else in volleyball who has a better record than that. I really
incredible
don't.
Stuff.
It is absolutely incredible. He must be the Bobby Bowden of volleyball. Well, hopefully our own Roger Goodwin, who's been at the helm here for 8 seasons, can take us to the Promised Land and make sure that we win this game, Stu, because we definitely need it. We are 0-2, 0-3 in conference, totally. We need to win desperately, Stu, and we need it right here at home. The DU Penguins are just on the cusp of greatness. We've seen a lot of great play come from them in the past few games. We just need that W. If we get that W, we'll be able to sit up the top. We'll be able to finally have some wins under our belt and able to finally breathe. Able to finally be able to get the monkey off our back and win a game here at home, Stu. If we can do it, if we can't do it, no one else can. Dominican will definitely bounce back. We're looking for a W here versus the Seasiders.
Seasiders.
But this definitely is not this team is definitely not a pushover. They pretty much see us in height. and then they see above us as well in height.
Well, you know what, Josh? I mean, I'm looking at these two teams now. Both teams are lined up on the end lines. The Penguins off to our left on the southern side of the Conlin Center. Seasiders off to the right in their red uniforms, bright red. Boy, those are some cool unis there.
No doubt.
And all the way across, if you match them up person to person, I'm going to say that the Seasiders have the Penguins by a good 6 inches all the way across the table. So while the Seasiders are 1-2 in conference, 4-8 overall, Penguins 0-3 in conference, 3-11. Penguins' first year in the NC2A, Division 2. The Seasiders much bigger. So the starting lineups now for the Seasiders under head coach Bruce Atkinson, assisted by Leslie DeSilva, and student coaches Michael Coughlin, it looks like. Number 7 is Lacey Laycock, a 5'8 sophomore. Number 10 is Kylie Nawahine, a 5'10 freshman. Number 11 is Hannah Wilkinson, a 6-foot sophomore. Number 20 is Tanza Boroker, 5'11 junior, Josh. Number 23 is Losoline Fakaosi, the 5'9 sophomore. And starting things off is Ane Vea, number 35, a 5'10 senior. So we're doing our best with the names, fans. We hope that we're getting them properly pronounced tonight. A big shout out, mahalo and aloha, to all of the Seasider fans listening, Penguin fans worldwide, on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson for the Penguins, under head coach Roger Goodwin, assisted by John Engstrom and Jeremy Wagner. Number 6, Gabby Pecora, 5'10", senior out of Sonoma. Number 11 is Tiana Tua Tagaloa, a 6-foot senior out of San Rafael. Number 14 is Laurel Grand, the 5'10", senior out of Aptos. Jacqueline Woodall, number 15, the 5'7", senior from San Rafael. Ashley Sand is a freshman at 6'2", number 18. And number 23 is Brooke Swingle, a 5'10", junior out of Sonoma. On the scoring table, Josh, the last couple of names being read before the national anthem. And, you know, this part I always like.
Radio.
Dominican.edu. And of course, our theme music, when you hear that, there's a timeout, or Josh will be reading off some of the advertisers and supporters of DU Sports and the officials for tonight's game from the Pac West Conference, sent to the Conlin Center by the NC2A. David Ma, the number one referee, he'll be up on the ladder. Josh and John Kenyon is the second referee. Josh and I are in place. Both teams are in place. We're about ready for the national anthem. Another night of DU volleyball here from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. This broadcast made possible by the communications department here at DU, where our head coach is Melba Beals. A couple of minutes after 7 p.m. on Wednesday, the 30th of September, the end of another month, Josh, heading into October. I'm very excited about this broadcast tonight.
No doubt about it. We're going to give you an update as well on the soccer games that went on earlier this day. Our men and women's soccer teams played Grand Canyon University. The women's team was victorious. The men's team is still yet to be determined. We will have that news for you soon.
All right. We will now pause for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, that is the end of the timeout for the national anthem. Quick timeout for the national anthem. It's not really a timeout when you think about it, but both teams now at the low five under the net. At midcourt, Josh and I are sitting high atop the area of play, looking down on center court. Both teams very excited. And the broadcast team is very excited as well. So, broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai. On radio.dominican.edu, to broadcasting to all corners of the universe and perhaps beyond, from Dominican University in San Rafael, California, on the west coast of the good old U.S. of A. But when you think about it, Josh, we're not truly the west coast. These Hawaii teams are more further west than we are.
Yeah, they are. They're way west, too. If anything, they're they're far west coast. But, hey, I know none of our players are complaining about traveling to Hawaii this year to play.
That's
what I keep hearing. I keep hearing it all day. We're going to Hawaii. We get to go to Hawaii. So, hey.
All right.
They're excited.
No doubt they'll be taking the broadcast team as well.
Oh, yes.
All right, so side out for the Penguins. And once we get the game ball in play, they rotate in the libero player, as is usually the case for the Penguins, Lachelle Roulin coming in place of Ashley Sand. Just a technicality to get the game started. Level's good there, Josh.
Levels
Josh
are wonderful.
Josh Johnson, our producer tonight. So the side out will go to the Penguins, and Jacqueline Woodall will serve things up in game one, best of five. Rally scoring. Every time the ball hits the floor, a point is scored. And here we go with point number one, and Woodall does serve up a beauty. And the Seasiders, number 11 is Hannah Wilkinson, the 6-foot sophomore out of Elk Point, South Dakota, comes up and gets the first kill, scores the first point of the night for the Seasiders. 1-0, DU trailing. And serving for the Seasiders, Melanie Manutai, the 5-foot-4 sophomore out of Honolulu. She serves up a perfect one to Pecora. And now Pecora with the slam into the back row in the open court. Seasiders answer. Tanza Boroker, the 5'11 junior out of Riverton, Utah, puts one down at a very sharp angle and scores a point for the Seasiders. 2-0, game one. Penguins trailing. Melanie Manutai to serve. Manutai about 6 feet left of the center line with a dead ball into the back row. And it's set up to Graham. Graham at the top of the net, blocked nicely and put away by Kylie Nawahine, a 5'10" freshman out of Fruitland, Idaho. Isn't that your hometown, Josh? Fruitland.
I'm a little near there. I live in San Jose, California.
Yeah,
that's not that far from Fruitland.
Fruitland, Idaho, fans.
Fruitland.
And here is Manutai with another perfect dead ball serve into the back row. Boy, it's just so dead. It's like it's a knuckler. And the Penguins, soft one over. It hits the line, and it's called in. Ooh, boy, that was close, Josh. But the Penguins score the first point for their side tonight, 3-1. And Tiana Tuatagaloa will serve it up for the mighty DUs now. Brandon Davis is in the house. Tuatagaloa goes into the back row. Manutai with a dig. Penguins now. And we have to keep an eye there on Anna Vea, Josh, who you mentioned in the pregame. Anna Vea is a lefty, I noticed when she was practicing and warming up. Now the Penguins on defense. It's smacked down nicely by Kylie Nawahine. And the point for the Seasiders as the Penguins could not dig that one out. 4-1, DU trailing game one.
Not a good start for the Penguins. They need to step it up here, Stu, try to get some points down. And it looks like BYU, the Seasiders, are doing a great job of being aggressive enough to go ahead and score these points. They're not wasting any time.
Rosanna Vea, the 5'8" junior out of Haula, Hawaii, Oahu, on the island of Oahu. And the Penguins now on defense. And a nice save by Woodall. Knocked back over by Tuatagaloa without much on it. Now the Penguins with a brilliant block. And now on offense, Gabby goes up. Gabby gets it right back in her mug, but she's able to get it back. And now it's whipped across by Faka Osi. Now the Penguins back on defense. And now on offense, and Gabby Pecora with the first clean kill for the Penguins. 4-2, Josh.
Oh, yeah, that one has some fire on it, Stu. Gabby Pecora once again showing her great athleticism, as we have seen from her for the past 3 years here at Dominican, hopefully going into another great season, Stu.
The 5'10 senior, Laurel Grand, with the service for the Penguins. And the Seasiders are unable to handle the dive-bombing top-spinning serve. And the Penguins creep closer, 4-3. 4-3 is the score, although the score, there we go. Scoreboard has been changed. And helped across by Gabby. Dinked over. Tie game, Josh, 4-up.
Finally, DU has climbed back in. And see, in the past, we seem to have, more of a game plan of jumping ahead early. It looks like the DUs are taking their time in this one, Stu, really just filling the game out.
Grand now with another nice serve over to the left side. And it's smashed across by the lefty, Anna Vea. And the senior, Anna Vea, a little bit wide. Penguins for the first time tonight go on top, 5-4, game one. Best of five, Grand now over to the right side of the court. And it's helped across without much on it by Faka Osi. Penguins Sand comes up on it, gets one off the top of the net. Here is a soft dink by Gabby. And now the smash by the lefty, Vea. The Penguins are going to have to get used to that left-handed smash move, Josh. And now it's 5-up.
Well, they haven't seen a whole lot of left-handers this season, as well as in many sports, you don't really catch a lot of left-handers. When they do show up, you kind of have to adjust your game a little bit, try to adjust to their way of play. But if anyone can do it, our DUs can do it still.
Camille Soto, a 5'5" junior from Oxnard, down south, with the service. But just as the ball got off, a whistle blew, and it's going to be a do-over. There's no score change, so I'm not sure what happened. I guess they had not given her the whistle, the go-ahead whistle. So she serves it again. There's no penalty in that case. Oh, a great block. Brilliant block by Brooke Swingle, the 5'10 junior. Swingle pulls off the point for the Penguins. She timed it perfectly. Perfect anticipation, Josh. And Swingle will serve, 6'5 DU. She is 10 feet to the right of the center line. She's out there in the corner. She runs up on it. Oh, a nice serve by Swingle following that brilliant block into the back row. Penguins, Tua Tagaloa digs it out. Tua Tagaloa of Samoan descent. We're keeping an eye on things with the earthquake there yesterday. This one is now out of play by Kristen Hartley, a 5'9" freshman from Cardston, Alberta, Canada. And Hartley lets it rip. It is wide. Penguins up by 2-7-5. The next serve by Swingle is a beauty. Somehow, the Seasiders managed to field it cleanly. Tua Tagaloa, flat-footed, gets it over, but without much on it. Set up nicely into the back row. And shifting left was Grant, but it went off of her right shoulder, Josh.
No doubt about it. Grant tried to get in great position, but they had a little deception there when they went up with the spike from the Seasiders. Like I said, their coach is a vet, and he is a legend for the most part, and he knows all the tricks of the trade, Stu.
Broker to serve now, and she gets one just off the top of the tape. Penguins on are a little bit off balance as they are on defense, and the Seasiders now let one fly off the front. Penguins dink it over. Just have to get it off the top of the front row and into the back, and that one drops by Faka Osi. Faka Osi, a 5'9" sophomore out of Salt Lake City. And she scores the point for the Seasiders. 7-up. Josh is drinking one right now. Here's the next serve by Tanza Broker, the 5'11" junior out of Riverton, Utah. And a brilliant block laid in there by Faka Osi. And the Penguins coughed that point up. Penguins came in strong from the front row, but Faka Osi got the mitts in the way. 8-7, DU trailing. The next serve by Boroker. And she serves a nice top-spinning dive-bombing. Tough one to field, but Gabby Pecora does so. Now she puts it into the middle of the court, right in the middle row. Now it's helped over. Here's Pecora, two-handed. Had a lot on it, but Faka Osi's right there. Ball is still alive. Penguins barely keep it going. Sand with a great save after a nice dig by the Penguins. Brooke Swingle with the dig, and the Penguins get the point after the Seasiders couldn't handle it.
No doubt about it. That was a great, great save by the Penguins. Way to stay aggressive. Way to stay attentive. And now the score is all tied up, Stu.
8-8, and Pecora with the serve. A great serve and a two-touch by Camille Soto, the 5'5 junior out of Oxnard. Both teams back and forth with the lead, Josh. Back and forth, back and forth. 9-8 DU. Game one, best of five. Jesse Mazza is in the house. Our head trainer here is the next serve by Gabby Pecora. And she serves up a beauty, but the smash by Hannah Wilkinson, a 6-foot sophomore. Into the back row. DU's didn't have enough players back there. Rotating back in for Roger Goodwin is Lachelle Roulon in place of Laurel Grand. Ball's in the air, and here we go. The Penguins set it up to Tua Tagaloa. It's in that back right corner, Josh, and it almost killed the linesman. Tua Tagaloa with the kill for the Penguins, and Sand will serve it for the DUs. 10-9. Roulon was about to rotate in, but Sand is going to serve. So Roulon's back to the bench. Here's Sand. Place falls dead silent into the back row. Boy, that was a great serve, Josh. Now the Penguins are back on defense, but they've got the BYU's off balance just a little bit. Now DU on defense and a whistle. And I don't know what that penalty is.
What is that penalty?
Okay. Went to the scorers table, Josh, but nobody knew. 10-9.
That's a new one for the books.
Yeah, 10-9. See if you can figure that out. No, it's 10 up now, of course. I was going to say, I thought it was nobody. Marcus Daniels went in for us on our behalf, trying to get the referee to give us the indication of what that was, but they wouldn't give it to Marcus either. And that's the surprise. I mean, some people think that he might be Chili the Penguin, although we're not sure. And the ball in the net on the DU side falls. 11-10. Penguins trailing after a pretty good rally by both squads.
And after a little confusion on our part on what the call was.
Well, I don't know. The referee held up the four fingers. I don't know what that means.
I
should know.
Maybe he was asking for an order of food, Sue. You know, four cheeseburgers, four fries. You never know. You never know from these refs.
Okay, that was... Brandon Davis came to our aid there. Somebody was in the net, and I think it was Grand. In fact, I'm sure it was Grand because he held up the four fingers, as Grand is 14. Now the ball rolls off the top of the tape as Grand was tied up with that one. And DU ties it up again, 11 up. We're in game one. This is where the Penguins coming in and coming down the stretch. Josh, this is where the Penguins really need to step up their game as they've entered NC2A Division II play this season. And it seems like the Penguins have been tough in the games. But coming down the stretch, they've been a little shaky on finishing things. So let's see what they can do tonight. Should be pretty good. It was tipped by Grant in the front row after the kill by number 10, Kylie Nawahine. And it is now 12-11, Penguins trailing. Back and forth this lead. And serving it up now for the Seasiders is Manutai, the 5'4". Sophomore, she goes into the back row. Rulon with a good bump, a nice set. Pecora gets it up there, dug out of the net by the Seasiders. Penguins help it over now. Not much on it. And whistles all over the place. And it seems like a ball was live on the court. And no points scored as the ball got away from the people who throw the balls around and wipe them down after every point.
The ball people.
The ball people.
The
so
ball
they'll,
people.
They'll replay this point with the service by Manutai. She goes into the back row. It's bumped by Pecora. And it was on the attempted help. Quick set by Brooke Swingle. Swingle stuck it in the net, Josh. And I hate to see that, 13-11.
Well, Stu.
Manutai now with the next serve. She's just about 5 feet to the left of the center line, Josh. You know how it goes. You've got to jump in and jump out. She serves.
For the most part.
And into the back right corner, a brilliant kill by Tua Tagaloa. And Tiana picks up the point for the Penguins. Just when the DUs needed a good little bit of momentum. 13-12, Penguins trailing. Tua Tagaloa to serve. Left side of the center line. She reaches high into the sky and lets it go. Into the open court now. Oh, and Anna Vea pounds it into the outstretched arms of Brooke Swingle. Swingle read the lefty kill attempt. And because of Swingle, the Penguins tie it up at 13. Here is Tua Tagaloa. Oh, what a great block that was by Swingle. Now the Penguins are on defense. They go back row. Rulon with a save. Now Woodall gets involved. Now Swingle helps it back over. Set up nicely by Laycock. And it's way right, but it's tipped by the Penguins in the front row. Seasiders with the point, 14-13. Another change of lead, Josh.
Another change of lead, Stu. And it seems like the Penguins are just going to have to keep in this and finish it strong. Remember, most games we played this season, we started off real strong. But it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And we got to finish strong. And simple mistakes as such cannot happen, Stu.
So there is Rosanna Vea and Anna Vea. Anna Vea is the lefty and got the start tonight. Rosanna Vea is a junior at 5'8", where this lefty sister, Anna Vea, is a senior. And that point, after the service by Rosanna Vea, picked up by the Seasiders, and it is now 16-13, two in a row. Two very quick points. Josh, there's a timeout, and you know what that means. That means it's time for our theme music here on radio.dominican.edu, and with some game notes and commentary. Here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, the DUs have started a little slower than we're used to so far in this first game. We've started down, then we tied it up, and now BYU is up again. But like I say, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And if DU can come out in this game, be able to get the first one under our belt, we can come back and win. We've seen it done before here in the Collins Center, but we definitely got to get this monkey off our back. 0-3 is not what we want to be. We got to get to one. We got to get one game under our belt tonight.
Penguins started the game down 4-1, and now it is a three-point separation again at 16-13. That's the end of the timeout. And serving it now for the Seasiders is Rosanna Vea. Now, is it Roseanne or Rosanna?
I think it's Rosanna.
Okay, I hope you're right. I hope you're
right. That's Roseanne. That's Roseanne Bay.
All right, we're going to get that check between games, fans. We want to get the pronunciations perfect because we're all about perfection here at radio.dominican.edu. Vea to serve. Vea the junior. And the kill shot by Gabby Pecora. Pecora was the NAIA CalPAC Player of the Year last year and has gotten some tremendous accolades here in the PacWest Conference. Penguins with the point, 16-14. Serving it up for DU, Laurel Grand, the 5'10 senior, one of the team captains, helped across. Grand with a save, and a great save it was. Tua Tagovailoa helps it back. Penguins now on defense. Uh-oh, trouble. And putting it away with the killer is Tanza Barroker. 17-14 in game one. Roger Goodwin up on his feet. Out of the game is Grand. And in her place, it looks like Sand came back in. No, that's Woodall who rotated back in. For the Seasiders, Anavez is going to come out. And Lacey Laycock will also head to the bench for a little break. 17-14. Serving it for Coach Atkinson is Camille Soto, the 5'5 junior from Oxnard. Not the first we've heard of Soto. And another nice serve. Uh-oh, to Tua Tagovailoa, who was backing up on it. And she muffed it, Josh. She absolutely miscalculated that one. And you don't see that much out of Tua Tagovailoa. Has a ton of experience
experience. At the highest of highest levels, D1. She has been to the top, and she knows what it takes. That's why she's such a great addition to this team, Stu, but you can't make those mistakes.
Nope. Now she makes up for it with a brilliant save there. Oh, a great block by the Penguins. Brooke Swingle and a whistle and a two-touch, and the Penguins are staying right with it. 18-15, DU trailing in game one, but Swingle to serve. Woodall back out. And in there now is, I think that's Chow that's come in. Take a look. No, excuse me, that's LeMata Malpai, the 5'7 junior out of South San Francisco. And the Seasiders with a point while I was introducing the new additions. 19-15, DU on the downside. And Barroker to serve, the 5'11 junior from Riverton, Utah. She stands in the middle of the court, just about 3 feet to the right of the center line. She serves it a little flat, a little deep, Josh, and the Penguins let it go. And it was just barely out. 19-16.
I'm telling you, I would have called it in, Stu, but that was definitely
that was
a close ball. Real
close. Here is Gabby with the service point. A side-spinning, tough serve to handle. But the Seasiders do handle it. A nice block by the DUs, but it goes out of bounds. Ah, I thought it was a perfect block, but it went a little bit wide. 20-16 in game one. Out for the Seasiders is Roseanne Vea. And who came in?
Roseanne Vea was out. I believe that
she just
was
got rotated out, and
I believe
number 11, Hannah Wilkinson.
Hannah Wilkinson just came in. I was about to say Fakaosi, but you are the man, Stu. You always get it right.
Penguins got that point.
Speaking of the Veas, they come from Kamehameha High. We've had some athletes here at DU from Kamehameha High, a great high school.
All right,
in Hawaii. Well, matter of fact, Sarah Vegas, our senior on the soccer team, an all-star. He's from Kamehameha.
Penguins trail by three.
Great
now.
Hawaiian athletes coming out of there.
20-17. DU's to serve. Sand gets it over. Nice serve. Tua Tagovailoa helps it into the back row. Uh-oh, a quick set right into the middle on a campfire. The Penguins had all separated there, Josh. None of the Penguins were anywhere near the middle line, and that's exactly where the ball was helped on a very soft, quick set. 21-17 in game one in favor of BYU. From the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu, NC2A volleyball, Penguin style. Here is the next serve by Lacey Laycock for the Seasiders. She hits the top of the tape, but it swings wide, and the DUs get the point 21-18. Penguins hanging tough, Josh. They better get it together right now. Woodrow, Jacqueline Woodall is in for the service, and a perfect serve it is. Not an ace, but pretty darn good. Saved now on the bump by Pecora. Tua Tagovailoa goes out to the right. It's saved by the libero player for the Seasiders. Now it's Rulon with the bump. And Tiana back over to 34. That's Manu Tai. Penguins now are going to have a good look at it. It's helped over on the short set by Swingle. Now softly, and it's dinked over the front row. Penguins couldn't do anything with it as Woodall rolls over the shoulder. 22-18. Seasiders with the point. Timeout, Roger Goodwin. And with some sponsor information, here is the guy with too much music. Josh Johnson.
Well, here at Dominican University, we are reminding you to hit up our sponsors, such as T&B Sports. T&B Sports has been a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, and they have been in the Marin area since 1946, as well as Gelati Brothers Contractors, building San Rafael since 1914. Gelati Brothers Contractors, if you ever need anything built, hit those guys up. And you can read about this game and many other Dominican sports news in the Marin Independent Journal, a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, where it's all about Marin and the Marin Independent Journal, only here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans, we are at the end of the timeout, 22-18 in favor of the Seasiders. Broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight.
So, Stu, when are we going to Hawaii? That's my question.
Well, we better talk to our new AD, Terry Toomey.
Because we should get at least one game this year in Hawaii. I'm down to do it.
No arguments.
On the school's dime, I'll pay a little bit.
Monty Tide serve now for the Seasiders. A dead ball serve into the middle. Gabby with the bump. Swingle with the set. And Laurel Grand with a kill. And she puts it away. Penguins win that one, 22-19, hanging tough. We're in game one, but we are in the home stretch. Tua Tagovailoa needs a perfecto. She's way back there now with a runner. Good top spinning serve for the DUs. Helped over. Penguins rule on with the bump. Swingle with a set. Over to Gabby. Gabby in the top of the net. And it's out of play. Penguins get it. 22-20, Josh. Here's Tua Tagovailoa now to keep it going for the mighty DUs. She's out there way back there by the end of the basketball court. Oh, no. And Tua Tagovailoa hits Grant in the back of the head. Grant standing at the net in the center, and Tua Tagovailoa nailed her right in the back of the head, Josh. Things, not now.
Things you can't do. You have to show some of that experience and athleticism. Ugh. Little mistakes will kill you at this level, Steve.
Oh, man. It was 22-20 at the point at the time. Now the service to Gabby, and it's game point. Game point. 24-20. Game one, 7:29 p.m., folks, in California. Here's the service by the Seasiders. Knocked across by Nawahane. Here's Gabby. Gabby gets it off the front row and keeps the DUs alive. 24-21, game point number two.
Momentum is available now, Stu, and we definitely need it. If we can go ahead and get this first game, we'll put us in great position for the next.
It's a tall order. Grand to serve. She goes back row. Nice serve off the front. Oh, the Penguins keep it alive. It's almost off the ceiling here at the Conlin Center, but not quite. Bumped across by Manu Tai. Game.
And that's all she wrote.
As the kill shot was laid in there by Ana Vea, the 5'10 senior. So, game one goes the way of the Seasiders. 25-21. Hey, do you have my pen? Oh, there it is. Very good, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to it, broadcasting worldwide on the Penguin Leader Radio. Dominican.edu, a one-minute break, and here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, Dominican fell behind in that first game. Wasn't quite able to establish dominance, but hey, we got two more games to make it happen. If DU can step up and make it happen and do it, we can get a win here at home. And we have the home crowd here on our side. It's much harder to get those wins when you're facing away. So DU just has to step it up. Limit simple mistakes. Limit giving away points. We can score many points, but if we start not giving away points, I believe that's at least a few 5, 6, 7 points we have in that game, Stu. So Dominican definitely can step it up and make it happen if anyone can make
when
it happen.
When it's 22-20, I would want to give the ball to Tua Tagovailoa 9 times out of 10. Roger gave her the ball. Well, she earned it by getting the kill.
Right.
And then the experienced Tua Tagovailoa, who came from the highest levels, as you said, of collegiate volleyball, served it right into the net, Josh, and that hurts to see.
It does hurt, Stu, but it happens. You know, you can't be perfect all the time. Tua Tagovailoa has had a great season for us here, coming in, giving her last year of eligibility to DU. So we just have to cross our fingers, grit our teeth, and hope that this second game goes better than the first. But I can definitely give our girls the ups for having so much composure going into a new field of athletics where we don't know anything about the new teams. We don't know anything about the coaches, anything about the conference. We're blind here, Stu, just about. But we're going in, we're playing hard, we're fighting, we're swinging in the dark, and we're getting some hits. So DU can definitely step it up. And believe you me, after a few games, we will definitely get in a little bit of a roll here, and we'll be able to come out victorious. And we will, once again, be the powerhouse we were in the NAIA. Soon enough, Stu, I believe in it. Terry Toomey is definitely pushing for that, and so is everyone else here involved in athletics. But take nothing away from the Seasiders and Coach Navalta. They have played a great game, and he has shown a lot of his leadership, as I am starting to call him the Bobby Bowden and the Joe Pa of college volleyball. He has won so many games.
That is a pretty good call.
I mean, the man's record is 509-97.
When I saw that, I thought it was a typo.
Me too. I double-checked it. I refreshed the page. I looked it up. I checked even in other places. I checked the NAIA website, Stu, and he's not here. He is not here. When I mean he is not here, I'm saying he is not here. He's on another planet when it comes to his skill and just his smarts as a coach.
You don't get that kind of a record by luck. Something beyond luck, far beyond luck when you have that kind of a record. All right, fans, here we go with game two.
What do you think you lost the luck? Maybe about game 500?
Yeah.
Around there.
And both teams are out on the court after swapping sides. The Penguins off to the northern end of the Conlon Center, off to our right. The Penguins will be going from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Josh and I are here in the opulent broadcasting area, high atop center court in the luxury box here, way up here.
If you haven't been to Marin in the Conlon Center, you are missing out on one of the unknown eight wonders of the world. This is number nine.
What, up here where we're broadcasting?
Where we're broadcasting.
I know.
This is wonderful.
You have the two high peaks in Marin. You have Mount Tam, and then you have the broadcasting booth in the Conlon Center.
Don't get no higher than that.
No, we're so far up here.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I can see Sacramento off over my right shoulder, San Jose off over my left shoulder, and the Penguins on their home court here in the Conlon Center straight away.
I think if I look behind me just hard enough, I can see Hawaii. I think I can see Honolulu.
It's actually straight ahead. That's what those lights are over there.
Oh, I need to fix my compass there. Steve.
Well, yeah, we're looking west, but no, you're seeing. I think that's New York City you're seeing back there behind us. All right,
so the Empire State is not in Hawaii?
With a brilliant view of just about everything and everywhere. Here we go, game two. Penguins are down one love in this best of five. Serving it for the Seasiders is number seven, Lacey Laycock. And she lays down a perfect one. Penguins are on defense, off balance a little bit. Laycock with a nice set. The lefty, Vea, rips one across. Penguins block it. Another nice block by Tua Tagovailoa. And the Seasiders are in trouble a little bit. Helping it over is Pecora. Now Laycock with a big jump, and it's called in right on the sideline. And the Seasiders pick up point number one in game two, 1-1, or 1-0. It is 1-1 in games. That is 1-0 in games, 1-0 in points. Lacey Laycock to serve it again, about 5 feet right of the center line. With the runner, she throws it way up there and then lets one go. And putting it down is Tua Tagovailoa, and she'll get to serve after tying the game at one, Josh.
Yes, sir. Tua Tagovailoa, as we said, despite her mistake here in the first game, she has the most experience of anyone on this team when it comes to NCAA play, and she is definitely making me feel bad for singing her praises because she just muffed that serve, Sue, just when I was pumping her up.
Two in a row. Tua Tagovailoa stuffs it in the net. That was like a marlin off the port side of the boat. I don't know. I was trying to make some sort of a fishing joke there.
you committed
with the Seasiders here. Anyway, Laycock now with the set. This one goes off the top of the tape. It's still alive, and the Seasiders are on offense. It's helped over now by 23. That is Fakaosi, who we heard a lot of in the start of game one, then not so much toward the end of game one. Nawahine. And it's bumped off the top. Front row. Ane Vea got in the way of that one. But it ended up in the Seasiders bench. It's tied at 2-2 now. Laurel Grand to serve it for the mighty DU, is the 5'10" senior. One of the team captains is Grand. And she rips one. Boy, what a great serve. So flat, tough to handle. And diving back for it was Gabby Pecora. She had backed up on it and left that front right corner exposed, Josh. And the Seasiders got it down in that spot. 3-2, Penguins trail. Here is the next serve by Roseanne Vea, a 5'8 junior from Haula, Oahu, Hawaii. Oh, and Vea sticks it in the net.
My roommate is from where she's from, Stu, actually.
All right.
Sarah
3-3.
Bates. Went to Kamehameha High. Anna Vea from Kamehameha. It rhymes.
You said it, and it does rhyme perfectly. Three up. Here's the next serve by Swingle for the Penguins, playing on their home ice, the Penguins. Here at the Conlon Center. And the Penguins are on defense. Ooh, boy, Tua Tagovailoa with a nice save there. Sand now bumps it across. Set up by Laycock. And the lefty Vea comes up. Penguins couldn't handle that one. And the Seasiders are up 4-3.
We're looking at another close one here, Stu. If the Lady Penguins can maintain composure and limit the mistakes, that has been the culprit. Is Mr. Mistakes been running around here pretty constantly for the DUs? They have to limit those and they have to stay on top.
Camille Soto now to serve it for the Seasiders. This one is very deep, but Tua Tagovailoa backed up on it and took it. And the DUs now are on defense, running up on it. It's Fakaosi, and that one was deep. And the Penguins get the point. And it's four up. And you're right, Josh. Back and forth. Here is Gabby Pecora. And in the first half of game one, both teams were passing the lead of that game back and forth, back and forth. And tonight in game two, it seems as if the same thing is happening. Diving forward into the middle is Pecora, and she can't handle it. Seasiders get that one, 5-4. And a pretty good kill shot laid in there by Tanza Boroker, the 5'11 junior. Broker's so tall and thin, Josh. She seems 6'11. She's a very thin young lady, wearing the red socks, matching the uniform, all the way up under the knee pads. None of the Penguins have the hose high tonight. Broker runs for it. Can't do anything with it. Penguins get it 5-up. Roulon is out, and Ashley Sand is back in there to serve it for Roger Goodwin's Lady Penguins. So Sand backs up about 5 feet. Five steps behind the end line. She runs up on it. Lets one go. And a great serve it is. Now a long set to the other side of the court. Kristen Hartley, the 5'9 freshman, pounds one across, and the DUs can't handle it. Seasiders with the point, 6-5. And if things are anything like they've been prior in this game, the Penguins should pick this point up to tie it. Let's see if that happens. Serving it now for the Seasiders is Fakaosi. Penguins now with a killer. No. Penguins are on defense. And Tiana Tua Tagovailoa with a brilliant block. And the game is tied 6-6.
And there she goes. Now I can shout her praises, Stu.
Yeah, that was a great block.
Tua Tagovailoa had a great block. Once again, showing some of the great athleticism she has displayed across a career spanning Division I volleyball and now D2 here with Dominican University.
Malapai rotates out. DU's on offense, and Jacqueline Woodall with a terrible serve, about 5 feet long, and the Seasiders get a free one, courtesy of Woodall. And Woodall doesn't usually do that kind of thing. That was a terrible shank. 7-6. Woodall will see that on tape and hate herself for it, but I'm sure she'll get over it quickly. Here's the next serve now by Lacey Laycock, a 5'8 sophomore, and a great serve with a brilliant save by Gabby. And Vea, the lefty, tips off the fingertips of Tiana Tagovailoa, and the Seasiders do get that point. It's 8-6 now, a two-point margin. Laycock to serve. She's out of Alpine, Utah, Lone Peak High School. She with the runner. She with a nice serve. Tiana Tagovailoa, Tua Tagovailoa. And Tua Tagovailoa with the killer. And brings the Penguins within one. 8-7. Tua Tagovailoa to serve. Now she's got two into the net, Josh. Let's see what she can do here.
She gets that one over.
I'm happy to report. And this one now is going to be very tough for the Seasiders. Somehow they keep it alive. DU's now on offense. Roulon runs in as Woodall was screaming for it, but Roulon took it. Now the DU's with a block, and it blocks out of bounds off the hands of Swingle. And it's 9-7 now. The DU's trailing, serving it for the Seasiders, Melanie Manutai. Manutai out of Honolulu. She serves a nice top-spinning, flat-footed serve for Manutai. And the Penguins with a short set. Swingle helps it over with a nice fake, left-handed. And that's a point for the DUs, 9-8. BYU's now will be on defense. Laurel Grand to serve it for the Penguins. 9-8. Penguins trailing. Grand goes back row. Manutai. Oh, brother. A perfect set by Laycock. And Boroker was about 8 feet above the net, Josh, and let that one rip. And the D's couldn't do anything with it.
Definitely a tough pass over here. Definitely a tough hit from the Seasiders. DU has to realize these teams have been in the NCAA for a while. They have some experience on us, so we're really fighting in the dark here, Stu. But like I said, we're getting some hits. We just have to keep in it and stay in it.
Vea to serve now. She gets it over. The DU's on offense. Oh, Vea now saved one that looked like it was going to be out of bounds, Josh. But Manutai now punches it over with a right-handed closed fist. Gabby off the top of the front row, and it lands in, Josh. 10-9. DU trailing by one. Out. Woodall in Malapai. Now for the DU, serving it as Swingle. Oh, Swingle with the first ace of the night, right on the sideline, and it was in by a foot. 10 up.
That has to be the first ace we've seen at home, Stu. I believe it
tonight
is.
Tonight it is. I believe you're right.
No doubt about it.
Swingle now to serve again.
Our first at home NCAA ace.
No. That's not,
no,
right.
That's no, not no. our first one? I
no,
believe
no.
that's our
this
first.
This is our third game broadcast. We've had several in the first couple games.
I don't believe we had any aces in the first couple games.
All right.
I don't know. I have to check the stats.
Well,
I have to check with our
do.
Producers.
I wouldn't want you to ever argue with the voice of the Penguins unless you're absolutely positive. And the DU's now go ahead, Josh, as the spike by Faka Osi sails long. DU's up for the first time in this game. Oh, no. And Swingle got too pumped and let one fly. Oh, Josh, 11 up. Man, when the Penguins get a little mo going, they can't serve.
Like Bob Uecker said, just a bit outside. We just have
that
to maintain
25
some
feet out.
We just have to maintain a little bit of composure in this game, Stu. It's 11-11. We're in it. We're in the thick of things. We got to win.
One thing we don't have, we are not displaying composure so far in our NC2A short-lived NC2A span of life. However, the DUs do get a point here as San puts that one down. And Pecora to serve. I guess Pecora is going to be credited with that killer. 12-11. Here's Gabby. Gabby with the knees together. Oh, brother, what a serve by Pecora. And an ace at the feet of Faka Osi. And Pecora puts one down. 13-11. A great serve with topspin. And the Seasiders were dead meat on that one. They couldn't do anything with it, Josh. A great ace by Pecora.
No doubt about it. Gabby Pecora showing why she was a Cal Pac All-Star and why she is shortly soon going to be becoming a PacWest All-Star here at Dominican University. The score is 13-11. DU is leading, and we are looking good in the second game, looking to take the second one and stay ahead. We need a win, though. We are 0-3 in conference, and we need one under the belt, just one to get the monkey off our back, Stu. If we're able to do that, I believe we will go ahead and be successful throughout the rest of the season. I believe we can go ahead and get a winning season out of this, pull ourselves up from the depths here, and start showing some more composure and start being a little more aggressive on the court, and we can do it, Stu. We can definitely win the game here.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Blymeyer Engineers Incorporated. Blymeyer. I think they're also known as BEI Construction. All I know is Natu Tua Tagovailoa is a principal. Call them toll-free, 866-824-8077. Design, build, your gateway to success. BEI Construction and Blymeyer Engineers Incorporated. Here we go, fans, the end of the timeout. Here's Gabby with a nice, high, lofting lob serve. And this one goes into the front row, and Seasiders pick it up as that one came off the arms of Malapai and Sand in the front row, throwing up the wall. 13-12, the next serve by Tanza Broker. She stands way behind the line, Josh. It's got to be 10 or 12 feet with the runner. Top spin, perfect serve. Boy, that was a nice serve. Now Gabby goes with a smash into the back row, but it's set up nicely by the Seasiders. And Swingle was afraid that she was going to run into Rulon and knock that one out of play. 13 up. Roger Goodwin does not have a good look on his face. Kind of got the sour puss going. 13 up like he's sucking on a lemon. He didn't like the looks of that play at all. Here's Baroka with the next serve. See if we can get Goodwin to smile. Oh, no. And Tua Tagovailoa ran up. That was a shank and a half, Josh. I haven't seen Tua Tagovailoa shank one that badly all season. That was not like her at all. She missed it completely. It came off the right side of her right hand. And it went sideways. And it was 90 degrees. It was not even close to going forward. So the Penguins now give that one up. But the DUs pick up the subsequent point to tie it at 14 as the two-touch is called against Kristen Hartley, the 5'9 freshman, number 41 for the Seasiders. So it is 14 up in game two. DUs down 1-11 game. Santa serve it for Roger Goodwin's ladies. Now the DUs are on defense. Uh-oh, going to be a tough play. DUs are way off balance. Diving forward is Swingle, but it goes out of bounds. Seasiders get the point. Pecora ran after it, but there was nothing she could do with it, Josh, 15-14.
No, that one was way outside. Matter of fact, looks like some lucky kid out in the parking lot may have got that one.
Yeah,
too.
Faka Osi to serve it, and she does so, and Tua Tagovailoa comes in and unleashes the fury from that front left corner. 15 up, Josh. Here's the service now from Woodall for the Penguins. Woodall just a few feet to the right of the center line. And now the killer goes down. It's bumped by Pecora. Whoa, what a great save. Oh, no, and trailing it in the open court was Tua Tagovailoa, but it was bumped and set just out in front of her. It led her a little too much, Josh, as she ran into the net. And the point goes to the Seasiders in game two, 16-15. DU's like a little separation here. Lacey Laycock, who had a good run last time she had the service. Laycock is a great service. She throws it up with the right hand. The runner throws it way up in the air. And now Tua Tagovailoa knocks it across for the Penguins. Not much on it. Two touch now called against Manu Tai. And Manu Tai caught that one a little low. Tie game, 16 up.
And here we go again, Stu. Another close game for our DUs versus BYU. They have to be able to get on top here, though, Stu. Establish some kind of dominance in this game.
Laycock with a nice set. Boy, she's a great center. And this one goes off of the front row. Anavea got her right hand on it. And the Penguins go ahead. 17-16, Josh. In game two, the Penguins need a win. Something terrible. Here's Tua Tagovailoa. 1 year with the Penguins is Tua Tagovailoa, and Roger Goodwin wants to make the best of it. Tua Tagovailoa came in her final year of collegiate eligibility to help the Penguins transition into D2 play. And the Penguins are now on offense as Roulon with the bump, and Woodall helps it over. A good play by the veteran Woodall. And the D's are now on defense. Roulon diving forward. It's alive. Oh, no. Into the front row of the black hole. Penguins Swingle and Woodall were diving for it at 17 up, though. They couldn't do anything with it. Manu Tai to serve, the 5'4" freshman. He's a libero player for the Seasiders. She wears a navy blue uniform. In fact, it's darker than that. Might even be black.
I think it's black, still.
Yeah, matches the shorts of the rest of the team. The rest of the team with the black shorts and the deep, dark red. Top of the uniforms, BYU Hawaii in the house, the Seasiders. And they pick up the point as Gabby Pecora had a spike attempt blocked. The next serve now by Manu Tai. Manu Tai stands way back and sticks in the net. You know, Josh, if she'd have been up closer to the end line, that one would have gone. But she was so far back, she didn't have enough on the serve. She missed it just slightly, and the game's tied. 18 up as that one went right into the net. Here's Laurel Grand, the 5'10 senior out of Aptos, down there by Santa Cruz. Grand with a great serve. Penguins with a good block for Pecora. Ball's alive. Laycock now into the back row. Diving forward is Grand. No. Seasiders get it. Now it's 19-18 in favor of the visiting Seasiders from BYU Hawaii.
Grand has gotten a few of those shots her way tonight, too. She hasn't been able to handle them too well. Roger Goodwin's going to pull it for a little bit. Let her relax.
Noah Heine. To serve, and Gabby off the top of the tape, and one of the BYUs touched it. Pecora with the killer, 19 up. DU will take that. DU very close, late in game two. Here's Swingle to serve. Swingle, oh boy, at the last instant, the Seasiders decided to go ahead and play that one, and I think that was a good choice. Oh, a great block by Tua Tagovailoa. It was actually blocked and saved by Tua Tagovailoa, and now a two-touch is called against Boroker, and the Penguins go up 20-19. I don't believe that the Penguins led any of the last, not this last game, or their last match. Oh, no, and Swingle did it again. Man, I'm telling you, Josh, when the Penguins get within five of the end, it's like they can't serve. Swingle did that last game.
Especially coming from a team who last season were phenomenal servers. We did not have any of those types of mistakes happen. It's kind of a surprise to see that this season from our DU Penguins.
Bea serves. Penguins are now on defense. It's blocked by the DUs, and Malpai lets it into the net, and the BYU's let it drop. 21-20, and Roger Goodwin comes up on his feet with a smile. So that's nice. After Roger was not smiling after Swingle let one go. Oh, no, and Pecora in the net.
And Roger's smile disappears that quickly. I've never seen someone smile then drop to a frown that fast.
I've never seen a team who cannot get a serve in play from some of your most experienced players late in the game.
Serving is the problem, obviously, which wasn't a problem at all last season.
Roulant dives for the serve off of the hands of Broker, and the Penguins cough it up, 22-21. Timeout's called by Roger Goodwin. And, Josh, I cannot stand the way the Penguins are serving late in the games. Not just this game, not just the game 20 minutes ago, but the entire last match against University of Hawaii at Hilo. It was the same scenario. Inside of the red zone, after 20 points, the Penguins can't serve it in the court anywhere, much less a good serve. How about one to just drop and bounce? I mean, Pecora, the CalPAC Player of the Year last year, in the net. Are you kidding me?
Pecora in the net. Tua Tagaloa got a whole mouthful there in the net as well. Swingle in the net. I mean, this was not an issue for us last season. We were a phenomenal serving team last season in the NAIA, and we haven't changed that much. We've lost Wagner, of course, who was, of course, our star player. She was our
main
server.
All right, but Wagner's the best server in the CalPAC for two years in a row.
True, but still, yeah.
We'll take anything inbounds.
Yes, anything.
Here we go, fans.
We're not asking for aces. We're just asking for you to put the ball in play. That's all.
Keep it in play, man. Keep it in play. Here's the next serve by Barucker at the end of the timeout, 22-21. Here's Tua Tagaloa with a nice smash off the top of the tape, but the Seasiders field it cleanly. Now with Laycock with a nice set, softly, Penguins are on top of it. Here it is over to Tua Tagaloa. She smashes it across, and Vea with a save. Now Laycock. Now the kill shot by Fakaosi. She doesn't have much on it. Into the net, dug out. Uh-oh, two of the Seasiders went after it. Roulant on the knee. She gets it. Malapai now with the killer. But it's still alive. Laycock bumps it up left side. Oh, it's helped across with two hands. Saved by Roulant. Now it's bumped back across by Pecora. Pecora keeps it alive. Longest rally of the night. Oh, no! Into the middle of the court. 23-21. No, Josh.
After a great rally, Stu, they were almost there just between the hands of Malapai and Swingle. Or was that Swingle and Pecora on that? And just missed it, Stu. You hate to see us lose points like that, especially this late in the game.
23-21, fans, after the longest rally of the evening. Both squads looking pretty good there. A lot of knocks back and forth. We are late in game two, 23-21. The Penguins down one love in games after losing game one, 25-21. The DUs are right there, very competitive. And all three games against University of Hawaii, Hilo, very competitive. In fact, the Penguins led in game one against Hilo for the majority of game one.
Well, it's the story all season, Stu. We've been competitive in every game. We just haven't pulled out the W.
Can't finish.
You got to get the win. It's not how you start. It's how you finish, and you have to execute. And to finish well, no simple mistakes.
Nope.
And we've made plenty of them in these past three home games.
All three matches, you're right, have been ugly in the red zone. DUs, if they can control that, I think the DUs would have not only one conference win. And the DUs picked that one up as Tiana Tua Tagaloa puts down a killer, and the front line blockers couldn't handle it, 23-22. I think the Penguins would have at least one conference win by now if they could get it done in the red zone. See what they can do now, though. Can they pull this one out? We'll know in the next few minutes. Here's San with a serve for the DUs. She serves it perfectly. Set up by Laycock with a back set and smashed down at a very sharp angle by Hannah Wilkinson, a 6-foot sophomore. Boy, that was a nice back set by Laycock. And it's game point, 24-22.
Once again, same time, same score as last game, Stu.
Faka Osi to serve it. While the DUs, it was 25-21 at the end last game. Penguins are 1 point better so far. See if they can keep it alive. Now Roulon bumps it up. Now it's knocked across, and it's going to be a tough play for the Seasiders. And the DUs keep it alive. 24-23. Did I mention it was 24-23?
Yes, you did, Stu.
I'm pretty excited, Josh. The DUs are right there. See if the Penguins can tie it up now. Here is the Penguins on the service. And an ace for Woodall.
And we have climbed back in it by the skin of our teeth. 24-24 all. We can come back and win this game as a timeout is called by the Seasiders.
Seasiders did call the timeout, so we have just about 50 seconds to go. And it's 24 all, and you must win by two. We're in game two. And the DU is looking for their first home conference game win. Let's not talk about a match. Let's go step by step. Baby steps, Josh.
We'll take
a one game win right now, and then we'll move on into game three. Yeah. See if the DUs can get it done. It's 24 up.
You gotta crawl before you walk, Stu. So
right.
But one thing I'll tell you, Coach Navalta, he's showing a lot of composure. He doesn't look too worried over there on his side of the sideline. He's pretty much composed. He's chewing his gum. He's like, all right, well, we gave up 2 points. It happens. But Roger Goodwin's like, hey, we're going to win. We're going to score. We're going to be back in this. We're going to make it happen.
We'll see what the Penguins can do. See what they have. Woodall, we're going to find out what the Penguins have, and it's going to be right now. Here's Woodall with the serve into the back row. Set up by Laycock. Helped across. D is still alive. And a whistle. And, oh, no. And one of the Penguins, I think, ran into the net. And now it's game point again. 25-24. Now the Penguins will be on defense. Here's Laycock to serve. She throws it way up. I think the best server on the Seasiders. And she knocks it up there. Uh-oh. Penguins are in trouble. Pecor with the bump. Now the set to Swingle. Now Tiana into the front row. It's dug out. DU's alive. Now, oh, diving for it, Laycock. She gets it over. Penguins alive as they bump it up. Now here's Swingle with the soft set. Grand goes into the middle. Bumped up Vea. Back over now to Nawahine. And the Penguins are back alive. And the ball's floating off the top of the net. It hits the tape. Pecora. It's still alive. This is now the best and longest rally of the night. And Tua Tagovailoa softs one into the middle. Josh, 25 up, fans. We're going to two.
Great composure by DU. They're able to stay in there. Tua Tagovailoa is able to come through yet again with a lot of that great senior experience. She's able to help us stay in it, Stu.
Now Tiana serves one for the DUs. Laycock knocks it up there. Oh, no, and Woodall dove for it. Woodall up on 1 foot, stuck the left arm up and couldn't do anything with it. 26-25. Game point number three for the Seasiders. Bouncing it is Manutai. Last time she served, she stuck in the net. See what she does here. Oh, this is perfect. Pecora with the bump. Swingle with a set. Gabby with a kill. It's still alive. Swingle now. Back up for Gabby. It's blocked, and that's the end of game two. 27-25. The Penguins so close, Josh. So close. But the Penguins now trail in games to love. And you know one thing I've noticed, Josh? The Penguins have not seen Tara Huckbailey, or is it Huckvale? I think it's Huckbailey. She's out of Louisville, Kentucky, but she's 6'3", and the Penguins have not seen her yet. Game two.
You think she was just brought along for the intimidation factor tonight? Well, possibly.
She intimidated me when I walked in the place.
I'm telling you.
Penguins lose game two, 27-25. Man, that was about as close as they come.
Pretty much, and you hate to lose those. Tell you the truth, Stu. Whether you lose, you know, they say whether you win by an inch or a mile is still winning. It's the same thing when you lose.
Well, no, you know, the difference here is the Penguins didn't give that game away.
True.
So that, I'm looking for baby steps, man. I'm looking for anything right now. And they did not give that game away. So props to the DUs there. You know, if you lose the game by serving the net, you lose the game by serving it long. When you have the serve, it's supposed to be a huge advantage. But up until now, the Penguins have taken that advantage and pretty much made a mockery of it.
Well, Coach Wilfred Navalta did not look worried whatsoever when he called his team over for that last timeout right before that point. His demeanor was as if he was not worried at all, Stu. I mean, he's got a lot of experience.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
We're talking about Wilfred Navalta, the coach of BYU Hawaii. It should be the head coach.
Well, I don't know. It says Bruce Atkinson, assisted by Leslie DeSilva.
Well, that might be it. I'm getting some info here. We're trying to get this right here on radio.dominican.edu. Technical difficulties sometimes, but we're going to figure it out.
Well, what, did you get that off the website?
Yes, sir. Okay. Straight from BYU, Brigham Young, Hawaii.
Well, I'd believe that before I believe anything else. By the way, fans, upcoming broadcast, Josh and I will be with you both Friday and Saturday nights. Both nights, Chaminade in town on Friday at 7 o'clock, side out. Saturday, Hawaii Pacific. And that'll end the Pacific Rim portion of this season, the 09 volleyball campaign. We're about halfway through that, though. Playing University of Hawaii at Hilo just a couple of nights ago. Tonight, BYU Hawaii. The Seasiders are in the Conlon Center, and you are listening to NC2A Division II volleyball from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight and all season long. Just about 30 seconds to go until the next side out. The Penguins are down 2-love. Game one went the way of the Seasiders, 25-21. Game two, a very close affair, 27-25. But the DU's looking to get in this thing, get a game tonight. About 20 seconds to go. Both teams now have switched sides. The Seasiders off to our right. The Penguins will be playing from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Josh and I are in place. Roger Goodwin is in place. The Penguins off to our left on the occupying the southern end of the Conlon Center. A huge crowd on hand. The Black Hole well represented. There's the buzzer on the floor for the DU. Swingle, Grand, Tua Tagovailoa, Woodall, Sand, and Gabby Pecora, the team captain. The Penguins will rotate in Rulon in place of Sand. In place of Grand, not Sand. Grand Sand. There's plenty of sand in the house.
Hawaii is here. I hope they brought some of that great Hawaiian sand and great Hawaiian, just Hawaii with them. I want to go to Hawaii, so we should try to see if the broadcast team can get to Hawaii.
All right. Work on that, will you?
No doubt.
Here's the next serve now by the Penguins with the side out. The Penguins pick up the first point of the night. A brilliant block by Tua Tagovailoa and Sand. Oh, no. One of the Penguins blocked it, and it went out of bounds. I saw it hit the floor, and I thought it was a DU point, but in fact, it went the way of the Seasiders, and that's the way all three games have started tonight.
Well, this game is do or die, Stu. We got to win it.
Penguins must win this game, or it's over. Manu Taita serve. Helped over by Swingle into the middle. DUs are on defense. Roger Goodwin screaming to high ball. And Nawa Haine, the 5'10 freshman, didn't get enough air under her feet. That one was smashed, but a little bit long. She is out of Fruitland, Idaho, and that's Josh's hometown. Here's the serve by Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa runs back in on it, gets the bump. Now the set. Now Woodrow. She helps it across. Smashed by Vea, the lefty, and the Penguins didn't see the lefty winding up. And it's now 2-1 in favor of the Seasiders.
Yes, sir. Here's Stu. It seems like Dominican is just always clawing back. We've made it close. We get right there. But we just can't really get that extra step that puts us over the top, it seems, in this competition. But Seaside, they're playing hard. And you take nothing away from them. It's not just us messing up. And I believe we can come back in here and win this game if we just maintain composure, Stu.
Roseanne Vea serves it up. Pecora helps it over. Now the D is back on offense. Sand with the softy. And it lands right in the hands of Faka Osi. And the touch. And it's called against Brooke Swingle. Swingle ran into the net, Josh, and it's two up. Check it. They gave the point to the Penguins, and Sand will serve. So I saw the indication come up. Let's see. It must have been against, it was against Roseanne Vea, who also wears a 32. 23 is the number for the Penguins. So that's how I mixed it up. Vea, the lefty Vea, smashes one, but the DUs throw up a wall into the back row. Penguins are back on offense. This one's deep. None of the Penguins touched it. It's out. 3-2 DU. And here's Sand to serve. So the Penguins have their own Sand. I'm trying to come up with the Hawaii humor, Josh.
I have to pull out my Hawaii humor book first. Let me find that out.
Sand now, the righty.
Hawaii humor. Let's Google it.
Very long. But it's still alive, and the DUs are on offense. Here's Gabby into the front row. And it's blocked. by Barroker. And for some reason, the Seasiders got the point. I'm not sure why they got it. Three up, though. Either way, here is Camille Soto, who we've heard from off and on tonight, the 5'5 junior out of Oxnard. She comes in place of Lacey Laycock, the setter. And the Penguins cannot handle the serve, although they get it back across. But they are not in good position. And Roulon, diving for it, gives up the point. But that was really set up by a great serve by Soto, who will serve again now. And it's 4-3 in favor of the Seasiders. From BYU, Hawaii. And here's the... right at the top of the net. Right on the tape, and the Penguins helping over. Boy, it seemed like the ball stuck there on the top of the tape for an instant. And this one comes off the hands of Pecora and goes into the third row of the grandstand. Seasiders with the point. It's 5-3. BYU thinking about pulling away here.
Once again, we're playing catch-up, Stu. It seems like the story in all our home games. We played some very good teams, though.
Yep, and this one to Tua Tagovailoa. 10th row of the grandstand. And now it's a three-point game, 6-3. Seasider, Soto to serve again. She's on a good run. There's the whistle indicating that Soto is free and clear for takeoff. And she does. And here's Grand off the top of the tape and dug out somehow. Now it's helped up by Manu Tai. Penguins get it up. Here's Pecora with the smash. Oh, Pecora hits it so hard. And somehow the Seasiders keep it alive. It's helped over on the quick set by Swingle, but it Swingle sticks it in the net, and now it's a four-point game, which we haven't seen all night. And a timeout has been called by Roger Goodwin. It's 7-3, Josh, and I don't like the way Game 3 is setting up. The Penguins are down 2-11 games.
That's the story of the season so far, though, Stu. We play a little catch-up. I have no doubt that the DUs will catch back up in this game, but they have not shown any dominance so far. I haven't really seen any dominating play by the Lady Penguins so far in this game. I mean, what do you think, Stu?
No, the Penguins have not dominated at all. The Penguins have been good for the first 20 points of the game.
They've been solid.
Both games.
They've
solid.
Maintained.
I'm happy with their play in the first 20 points of the game. The last 5 points of the game, both games so far tonight, as I hate to belabor the point. It hurts me to do so, Josh. But this match and the last match against the Helios, same deal. Inside the red zone. Ugly. Up until then, perfectly acceptable. Mark your calendars, fans. On October 8th at 7 o'clock, side out, Penguins will be playing Menlo, a non-conference matchup against a longtime rival, the Oaks from Menlo College. Out of Atherton, they'll be in the house. 7-3, here we go. Penguins are on offense. It's helped over by Swingle on the short set. Now the BYUs are on offense. Saved by Tua Tagovailoa beautifully. Helped over by Grand. Not much on it. Just a little dink. Penguins are alive. Tua Tagovailoa with the bump. Now the set. Gabby. Gabby with a very obtuse angle. And it's called in. And they give the Penguins the point. Boy, Josh, from here it looked like it was out. But the line judge was right on top of it. 7-4 and the DU's creeping back. Here's Swingle.
They have better eyes than we do, Stu. I don't argue with the judges.
Not on that one, I won't. Swingle with a great runner. Boy, that's a great serve by Swingle. Swingle the veteran. Seems like only yesterday. She was a freshman. Swingle with a great running serve. Penguins again exposing the middle row, but somehow one of the DUs in the front row managed to get a hand on it. And Gabby went up for the kill, and she was way wide left. Rogers up on his feet, 8-4, and you don't see Pecora do that too often. When Pecora gets an opportunity to slam one, a clean kill, she usually lands it with good touch, but not that one. It was very wide. And the point went to the Seasiders. This one's long. Sticking the arms up was Barroker. She knew it. In fact, you could hear her peep a little bit. And Barroker gets yanked, 8-5. DU trailing. Pecora to serve. Pecora's played every point so far tonight for Roger. Here's Gabby. She lets this one fly. A great serve and an ace. Fakaosi dove for it, but right at her feet. Pecora put it in the one spot that was not protected by the BYUs, and Gabby with an ace. 8-6, here's the whistle. Gabby, way back there. Pecora with another brilliant serve. Fakaosi saw that one, though. She was in about the same position as last time. Here's Manatai leaning back on it after a perfect set. Manatai was off balance, and she stuck it in the net. 9-6. Penguins are pooping out. Penguins have lost something. Certainly they've lost some momentum. But they've lost a lot of good energy.
Well, it's hard to keep that energy, Stu, when you're down and you're continually playing catch-up. You know, it takes a lot of composure and it takes a lot of heart to stay in games like this.
Here's the next serve, and the Penguins are on defense. Uh-oh. Penguins are in trouble, and it's batted out of bounds by Hannah Wilkinson, the 6-foot sophomore. Wilkinson gives the point to the Penguins. It's 9-7. In game three, Penguins are down. Two love in games, fans. Here's Laurel Grand to serve. Grand, a 5'10" senior, along with Pecora, one of the team captains. This one smashed right at the neck of Brooke Swingle.
Hit her right in the hands, Stu.
Yep.
Right in the hands of Swingle.
She got the hands up to guard the face, but she couldn't do anything with it. 10-7. Seasiders. Here's Laycock to serve, and Laycock's got on. Well, she's a great little player. Laycock at 5'8", a great setter, but she has the best serve on the Seasiders squad. This one rolls off the tape. I'm going to say either team, Laycock. Great server. This one's helped over. Swingle with the save. Roulon with the bump. Here's Gabby. Middle row. Net. Net ball pick, Cora. Ah! 11-10. 11-7. Check it. 11-7.
Did we not say mistake-free volleyball, Stu?
Well.
Mistake-free. You got
to right.
Limit
there's been
the
a
mistakes.
Lot of mistakes tonight. Laycock now, speaking of mistakes,
on both
as
sides.
I'm saying, the best server of either squad, and Laycock uncharacteristically hit that one very late, and that one goes into the net, out Malapai, in Woodrow. Woodrow with a perfect serve, bumped up. The lefty, Vea, smashes one, and the DUs put it back as Sam gets one for the DUs. 11-9, now it's only a two-point game. Jacqueline Woodall to serve for the Mighty Penguins. Here's the next service, back row. Bumped, set by Laycock, helped over. Penguins, uh-oh, trouble. Back row, Roulon. Good save there by Roulon. They set it up now to Tiana. Oh! Tua Tagovailoa with the killer. Penguins only trail by one now. 11-10. It was 4 points a moment ago. But Woodall doing a good job of serving. See if she can keep it going. She looks over to the coach, gets the indication where he wants it. And it's over to Nauhane. Now Vea, the lefty, smashes one. Helped over Swingle. Penguins are now on defense. They're just waiting for the Seasiders to set it. Here's a back set now to Sand. Back row bumped up. I think that was going to be long, but the Seasiders went ahead and played it anyway. Here's a bump by Swingle. Over to Tiana. Ball's alive. Straight up in the air is blocked nicely. Back over to Tua Tagovailoa. Into the back row bumped up now by Manutai. Penguins are on defense. It's kill. Oh, man. Laycock with a nice set. Oh, man. This is a great rally. Bumped over by Sand. Sand helps it hard. Smashed by Nauhane. Roulon runs in and bumps it. Oh, no, and it's killed by Nauhane. Haine.
And they give the point to the DUs.
One of the Seasiders hit the net, I guess. It's 11 up. That's four aces.
Great save by Lachelle Roulon, the true freshman from Brentwood, California.
Boy, she had some great play in that point. Four aces on the board, fans. 11 up. Penguins have managed to tie this thing. Swingle now slams into the net. Swingle almost took the net out. They almost had to bring a new net in. They almost had to go to T&B Sports and buy a new one, Josh.
Pretty much. I'm getting T&B on the phone right now.
Yeah.
New net needed.
No
popping.
Doubt. No doubt about it. And Swingle.
She was coming like 120 miles an hour
Swingle
straight to the net.
Just about got wrapped up in that thing. But happy to report that the net is okay. It's still up. Oh, no, and it's blocked by Sand, but it just dead balls right over her head after it came off the hands. 13-11, Seasiders. Manutai to serve in game three. Penguins trail. 2-love in games. Black Hole doesn't like it, but they're staying jacked. Now here's Swingle with the set. Gabby from the middle row. She runs up on it and spikes it, but it's bumped across. DU still alive on offense now. Tiana, good bump there by the Seasiders. Vea smashes it to lefty. Boy, when you see that left hand come up, it's so tough. And finally, the killer by Nauhane. Nauhane is a... Boy, she is a pretty good outside hitter out of Fruitland, Idaho.
She's a freshman, Stu. Another true freshman getting a lot of PT.
She's a tough player. She is getting a lot of PT. This one in the net, it's dug out. Three digs out of the net. That's too many. 14-12, DU, trailing.
Like I said, we're not getting totally whooped here, Stu.
No,
we're in all these games.
Yeah, for a second there, early in this one, it looked like the DU's or the Seasiders are going to run away with it is Tua Tagovailoa shanks one out of play. And I don't know about her serving tonight, Josh. And you know I'm always quick to talk about Tua Tagovailoa's fine play. But you can't say much about her serving tonight. It's been downright ugly.
As a team, not only Tua Tagovailoa, as a team, the serving hasn't been that great tonight, Stu. I definitely can't give it any kudos whatsoever.
15-12. And for the Penguins, Roseanne Vea serves one into the net. And all of a sudden, this is looking like, I don't know, this does not look like NC2A Division II play all of a sudden.
At least not from us.
No. Well, Tua Tagovailoa served it out of bounds. Then Vea sticks one in the net. Now the Penguins, three in a row. As Sand can't get one. That was a gritty attempt by Sand.
Possibly some fatigue here, Stu.
Josh, you're supposed to laugh at those jokes, man. It was a gritty attempt by Sand.
Gritty attempt.
Thank you. 16-13. But
you just missed me with that one, Stu.
I know. I was looking at you.
I muffed that one, too. We're missing serves, and we're missing cues for jokes.
Soto with the serve. I was waiting for you, and you just ran off somewhere else. Now Gabby with the kill, but it's still alive. I'll tell you what. The Seasiders are really good at the digs and saving. The smashes that the Penguins muster.
They have composure. They're able to maintain.
Here's Roulon with the bump. Now swinging with the set to Grand. And Grand gets the killer. And the Penguins are right there, 16-14. And the Penguins will get to serve, though they're down by two. Here's Swingle. 16-14. Penguins trailing, but Swingle, a veteran, to serve now. She runs up on it with the runner. Oh, God, great bump there by the Seasiders. And the put down by Faka Osi, the 5'9 sophomore out of Salt Lake City.
That one had some fire on it, Stu.
That did. It looked like...
I don't know if I've seen Nolan Ryan throw a baseball that hard.
It looked like a comet with an ice trail behind it. It was flying so fast. 17-14 now. And this one just off the top of the tape. Somehow Gabby with the bump into the back row. Penguins still alive, but it's going to be tough. Now the Penguins are on offense. Gabby puts one down with a cross-court drifter and gets it to fall. And Pecora kills that one.
Answers with a little slider of her own. I like the way that she put the little spin on the ball there, Stu.
That was a great play by Gabby, 17-15. Pecora now smashes one into the back right corner. It's bumped way up in the air. Very high ball play. Roulon diving for it over the left shoulder, and it lands in the back row. And the back row is left all alone to little old LaShelle Roulon. She couldn't do much with it. Roulon, a freshman, a 5'2" out of Brentwood. The libero player for the DUs had the whole back row to contend with, and she couldn't do much with it. Now the DUs are on offense as Grand helps one over, but not much on it. Grand did not have a very good angle into the back row, and was it called in? It was called in, and now it's 19-15 Seasiders. That one was right on the back line. Roger Goodwin calls a timeout, and you're listening to NC2A Division II Volleyball Penguin Style from the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. Mahalo and aloha, broadcasting worldwide, welcoming in the Seasiders from BYU, Hawaii. A little sponsorship information. Here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
How's it going out there, sports fans? Anytime you are here visiting, whether you're from Hawaii, Utah, Colorado, it doesn't matter. If you're staying over here to play our athletes, you should stay in Embassy Suites. The Embassy Suites is a fan of Dominican Athletics. You can find them here right in Marin County in San Rafael. Take the Terralinda exit. You can't miss them. Also, Bon Appetit Management Company, food services for a sustainable future, yells, go Penguins. Bon Appetit is the catering company here on campus that feeds our students as well as our student athletes. Only here on radio.dominican.edu. Do we shout out all your sponsors? If you're interested in sponsoring Dominican University Athletics, please contact us here at Dominican University in the Collins Center. Only here on radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you very much, Josh. Here we go, fans. The end of the timeout has come. 19-15. DUs are on defense. And Tua Tagovailoa with the killer. And keeps the Penguins alive. 19-16 as the Penguins accepted the serve and then made the most of it. Boy, they made a lot of it. Shelly Clermanco just came into the Conlin Center, Josh. One of the stars on the ladies basketball squad under for the Mighty Penguins. And a good service point there by Grand gets the Penguins right back in it. 19-17 now. Penguins trailing by two. You'll be able to hear Lady Penguin. Oh, there is an ace by Grant into the back row, and the Seasiders let it go, Josh, and they all split, made way for it, and it fell right inbounds. I was going to say that you can hear Lady Penguin basketball coming up in November right here on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins trail by one.
And who's the voice of Penguin basketball there, Stu?
I don't know. We'll talk about that later. 19-18. Hopefully you'll be around for that, Josh.
Yes, sir.
I'm expecting it.
I'm here all week, all month, and all year.
Love it. 2018. You'll be able to hear Josh with a play-by-play at Lady Penguin basketball.
No doubt about it.
Or at least he'll be doing the color commentary.
I'm like Wayne Newton in Vegas. I never leave.
I'm always here. 18. You'll graduate one of these days. Then where will I be? I'll be all alone up here in the luxury box. There's Gabby. Gabby with a killer. Penguins are within one. 2019, fans. Malapai out. Woodrow in.
Seems like the same story every game, Sue. They pull in real tight, but then Seaside has a way of pulling right away. They have to stay in it. They have to maintain composure.
Yeah, good call. You're right. The Seasiders are really good at keeping the Penguins at bay. Now here's Sand. Oh, no. Sand accepted a perfect back set and in the front right corner, and that is her wheelhouse, and she stuck it in the net. 2019 in the red zone. The Penguins not so good. Here we go, fans. Roulon accepts the serve. They get it over to Tiana in the back row. It's bumped up nice by the Seasiders. Seasiders are so tough. Diving for it. Roger Goodwin gets out of the way as the Penguins go running, flying into the bench. And I got to give Lachelle Roulon props.
You saw Roger run for the hills there.
saw Roulon do a stage dive into the Penguin bench trying to save that one. 22-19. We're getting very late in game three. It's do or die, as Josh mentioned. The Penguins must win this game. Here is the serve by Manu Tai. Here's Tiana. Tiana comes up on it, bumped up by Manu Tai. Set by Laycock. Smashed up by Vea. Penguins block it. DU point. 22-20.
And DU maintains in it, Stu, by the skin of our teeth. We are close in all these games. We can pull out a W. Could have been either way, especially in the last game, but we can definitely pull one out here.
Penguins win to extra points in game two. As Tiana serves, Penguins are alive. Here's Gabby. Gabby goes back right corner, and they call it out. 23-20. Yeah, I'm not going to call that one. That was too close to the line to just call it a flagrant unforced error, even though it was Pecora, who we expect perfection from. And here's the serve by Seasiders, Nawahane. Here's Sand into the net. Sand up against the net, but it is alive. I called it into the net, but it wasn't actually into the net. Roulon digs! Oh, no! Roulon dug for it. She missed it, but it stayed up, but only about a foot off the ground. Spinning hard. Pecora had a hand on it, and it hit the ground. Match point, fans. 24-20 Seasiders. Match point. Ball's alive. Here it is over to Gabby. Gabby smashes into the back row. Seasiders pick it up. It's still alive. Here's Vea. Vea pumps it. On
and
the ground.
There it goes.
That's the end of the game in three. Penguins go down 25-20. So it's 25-21 in game one, 27-25 in game two, and the final game 25-20.
So close yet so far, Stu.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to say overall, the Penguins look better tonight than they have all season.
They look better tonight than the Hilo game. I'll give them that. They definitely look better tonight. We definitely saw some improvement there. And we can see the growth in our team, even though we are facing much tougher opponents than ever before here in NCAA play.
You're right.
But every team has to go through it. Every team, when you step up a level, you got to go through it. You got to take your bumps. You got to pay your dues. And that's what we're doing right now. As I said, seems like we're fighting a dart, but we're getting some hits. We're swinging in a dart, but we are getting some hits. And sooner or later, Stu, sooner, it seems like we're going to come out on top in one of these matches here in the Conlin Center, only on radio.dominican.edu. You will hear that from the man, Stuart Horn.
Well, I hope you're right, Josh. The Penguins looked good up until that red zone point. I'm going to say that's their only weakness right now. Everything else looks solid.
Finishing.
Seems like Roger Goodwin's got the ladies on the right track, and we're very hopeful and very confident.
Oh, we are very hopeful, very confident. And, hey, we're trying to get an update for you here on the men's and women's soccer game. I know the women won. I believe the men came on top as well. We're sitting here trying this out for you right now.
Men
the men lost.
Yeah.
The men have lost to Grand Canyon.
All right.
Well, we're 1-2 once again when all our sports and season get to play here at Dominican University. But, hey, we're growing. It's a good game. We're competitive, though, Stu. We're definitely competitive here at Dominican. We're just taking our licks right now. Sooner or later, we got to be on top.
So far, so good, fans. However, the Penguins move to 0-3, 0-4 in conference play. 3-12 overall. Seasiders go 5-8 overall. 2-2 in conference. Josh and I will be back on this Friday, just 2 days from now, 7 o'clock side out, as the Penguins welcome in Chaminade University. 7 o'clock this Friday. For Josh Johnson, the rest of the radio squad here at DU, Stuart Horn saying so long from the Conlin Center. Thank you for listening to NC2A Division II Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu.